Amidships, two decks below, the Goya's Hydro Lab was an expansive workspace segmented by long counters and islands packed to the gills with electronic gear. Bottom profilers, current analyzers, wet sinks, fume hoods, a walk-in specimen cooler, PCs, and a stack of organizer crates for research data and the spare electronics to keep everything running. When Tolland and Corky entered, the Goya's onboard geologist, Xavier, was reclining in front of a blaring television. She didn't even turn around. "Did you guys run out of beer money?" she called over her shoulder, apparently thinking some of her crew had returned. "Xavier," Tolland said, "it's Mike." The geologist spun, swallowing part of a prepackaged sandwich she was eating. "Mike," she stammered, clearly stunned to see him. She stood up, turned down the television, and came over, still chewing. "I thought some of the guys had come back from bar hopping. What are you doing here?" Xavier was heavy-set and dark-skinned, with a sharp voice and a surly air about her. She motioned to the television, which was broadcasting replays of Tolland's on-site meteorite documentary. "You sure didn't hang around the ice shelf very long, did you?" Something came up, Tolland thought. "Xavier, I'm sure you recognize Corky Marlinson." Xavier nodded. "An honor, sir." Corky was eyeing the sandwich in her hand. "That looks good." Xavier gave him an odd look. "I got your message," Tolland said to Xavier. "You said I made a mistake in my presentation. I want to talk to you about it." The geologist stared at him and let out a shrill laugh. "That's why you're back? Oh, Mike, for God's sake, I told you it was nothing. I was just pulling your chain. NASA obviously gave you some old data. Inconsequential." "Seriously, only three or four marine geologists in the world might have noticed the oversight." Tolland held his breath. "This oversight, does it by any chance have anything to do with the chondrils?" Xavier's face went blank with shock. "My God, one of those geologists called you already?" Tolland slumped. "The chondrils." He looked at Corky and then back to the marine geologist. "Xavier, I need to know everything you can tell me about these chondrils. What was the mistake I made?" Xavier stared at him, apparently now sensing he was dead serious. "Mike, it's really nothing. I read a small article in a trade journal a while back, but I don't understand why you're so worried about this." Tolland sighed. "Xavier, as strange as this may sound, the less you know tonight, the better. All I'm asking is for you to tell us what you know about chondrils, and then we'll need you to examine a rock sample for us." Xavier looked mystified and vaguely perturbed to be out of the loop. "Fine, let me get you that article. It's in my office." She set her sandwich down and headed for the door. Corky called after her. "Can I finish that?" Xavier paused, sounding incredulous. "You want to finish my sandwich?" "Well, I just thought if you..." "Get your own damn sandwich." Xavier left. Tolland chuckled, motioning across the lab toward a specimen cooler. "Bottom shelf, Corky, between the sambuca and squid sacks." Outside, on deck, Rachel descended the steep stairway from the bridge and strode toward the chopper pad. The Coast Guard pilot was dozing but sat up when Rachel rapped on the cockpit. "Done already?" he asked. "That was fast." Rachel shook her head on edge. "Can you run both surface and air radar?" "Sure, 10-mile radius." "Turn it on, please." Looking puzzled, the pilot threw a couple of switches and the radar screen lit up. The sweep arms spun lazy circles. "Anything?" Rachel asked. The pilot let the arm make several complete rotations. He adjusted some controls and watched. It was all clear. "A couple of small ships way out on the periphery, but they're heading away from us. We're clear. Miles and miles of open sea in all directions." Rachel sighed, although she didn't feel particularly relieved. "Do me a favor. If you see anything approaching, boats, aircraft, anything, will you let me know immediately?"
"Sure thing. Is everything okay?"
Yeah. I'd just like to know if we're having company. The pilot shrugged. I'll watch the radar, ma'am. If anything blips, you'll be the first to know. Rach's senses were tingling as she headed for the hydrolab. When she entered, Corky and Tallinn were standing alone in front of a computer monitor and chewing sandwiches. Corky called out to her with his mouth full.
What'll it be? Fishy chicken, fishy bologna, or fishy egg salad?
Rachel barely heard the question. Mike, how fast can we get this information and get off this ship?